You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, listen, before we get into our entree of what we wanted to talk about, I have to bust your chops a little bit. So allow me.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I must proceed to bust said chops. I just want to do a little follow-up for our listeners who were all calling in last week talking about how much sexier Jeremy was than moi.
That was a good day. It was a really good day.
The segment was, who's sexier, Jeremy or Dom? Not based on looks, but the fact that he, you know, rolls his sleeves up and he's a handyman.
I get her done, yeah.
He can fix anything.
You gotta try. You gotta attempt it.
Or is it Dom who will, like, pick up the phone and call someone who comes out and fixes it, and I give them my credit card and they go on their merry way while I spend time with, you know, the people that I love in my life.
You said rubbing your wife's feet, I think is what you said.
Something.
But the calls were unanimous. All the way.
Unanimous.
Women were like,
everyone's like,
Mr. Fix-It. Oh,
it's so much sexier.
Put on that tool belt.
Okay, so let's just point out that Jeremy's story was based on him fixing his dryer.
Tore it apart, yeah.
And the update is, ladies, every lady who called about how sexy that is, the update is, Jeremy's telling me, well, I had to take a load of my wet laundry down the street to Scotland Rob's house and use his dryer. And I said, why is that? He goes, well, that dryer I fixed broke the next day.
Stop working again. Mm-hmm. So there's that.
How sexy is he now, ladies?
Yeah. There's more to this story than Dom.
Oh, really?
I got back in there and I found the part that was faulty, so, and I refixed it, and now it's been fine for a week.
So when you fixed it again,
I blame a faulty part.
Uh-huh.
And I did track down the part, and it's working fine now.
Uh-huh.
But I will say I was slightly discouraged when there was a full load of wet sheets in there for about 5 minutes, and it went and shut down again. I was like, oh, no, what did I do?
I never have that problem when I call someone who knows what they're doing. Ladies.
I will say, let's take the off-ramp on this story as well. When it did go down, and there's a full load of wet sheets in there 5 minutes in, and we're like, now what? Nick Nack did pick up her phone and text two houses down, Scotland Rob's wife, and said, can we use your dryer to dry some sheets? First of all, yes, one, extremely embarrassing because I failed at fixing the dryer. Two, me with my germaphobe OCD tendencies.
Sure.
Immediately grossed me out the thought of putting my bed sheets into somebody else's dryer.
Mm-hmm. Especially Rob.
I know, especially. Ugh. And third, the wife wasn't even home, so Nicole couldn't bring him down. So she said to me, Scotland Rob's home. Can you walk the sheets down?
Cute.
He's waiting for you. So, yes, I loaded up my little laundry basket with wet sheets, and I walked two doors down, rang the doorbell, and Rob opened the door, and he was just shaking his head. And I said something to him like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. This is probably one of the girliest things I've ever done. Can I borrow your dryer?
You know, let me assuage your feelings about the, you know,
so
germy stuff.
It's gross.
When
though.
Clothes go into a dryer, they are at the cleanest they've ever been.
I gather
because they
that.
Have just come out of a washing machine.
They're clean, but I still feel like in the process of tumbling in there, there is still other people's dead skin within the filter system.
Yeah, think about it. Rob's bed
hair.
Sheets have been in there.
Exactly.
You
and
have
then,
slept with Scotland Rob.
He, of course, was making all the jokes about how he was going to take our sheets out and put them on his bed.
Yeah.
And then put them back in.
But see, he has the same thought because he's got his pristine dryer with just his funk in there. And then here comes Jeremy Padgett.
He knows I screwed up.
And he knows that you are the super sweater at night. You sweat like crazy.
Gosh.
So your sheets are loaded with your oils.
Foul.
Yeah.
So I tainted their dryer.
He should have bought a new dryer immediately.
He is so in your camp, too, because as I was shoving the sheets into his dryer, he goes, I don't know if you're aware of this, and his little Scottish accent, you know. He's like, there's these guys that work over at Best Buy, and you can walk in and you can order a new dryer from them, and they'll actually deliver it to your house. He's like, it's the greatest thing. I was like, shut up, dude. Shut up.
I got no problem with fixing the dryer. Just call someone who knows what
the hell they're doing. Oh, I figured it out.
A
little more
doing.
YouTube, and I figured out it was a faulty
I know it's
thermostat
faulty.
In it.
I know it's faulty, all right. All right, enough of that.
Enough of that.
How did we get into the segment about kids?
I don't even remember.
The question was, what are your kids doing that they think they're getting away with?
Yes.
But you know, you just haven't said anything. And you know what pops into my head? And I'll go ahead and pull back the curtain on me when I was a little guy. When I was...
A little dumb.
Well, I wasn't that young. I mean, I was probably 14 or something.
A little dumb.
Do you think my dad knew that I snuck a few cigarettes out of his pack?
I'm sure. He'd probably smell it on you, first of all.
Well, so the way I did it, just so you know, and I'm not encouraging smoking with young people. It's a horrible thing, and I don't smoke. But like a lot of young people, I was curious because my dad at the time was a smoker. And so when they were gone from the house, I had pulled out a cigarette and I, like the old stereotype, I went into the bathroom and lit it up and tried it.
Fired it up.
Huh? I couldn't stand it, man.
Sure.
I probably tried a total of 3 times before I finally said, this is not for me. So I never was a smoker. But I always wondered, did he know and he just didn't say anything?
I would bet so. He's like, yeah, this pack feels a little light, about 2 cigs light.
Because if you're a really hardcore smoker, I'm wondering if most people know how many they got in there.
I would think so, yeah. Yeah, he probably knew. I'm trying to think if there's anything with my kiddos. I know that, you know, we've stumbled across, this is so lightweight compared to your cigarettes, but the stash of candy wrappers in Reed's room. Where he sneaks candy and eats it in his room, and then he's got this drawer that kind of pulls out, and there's like this little hiding spot behind it, and we're back doing something in his room, and Knick Knack pulled that drawer out, and there was just like hundreds
gobs
of
wrappers.
And so he's sneaking candy out of the cupboards, out of probably his sister's Halloween stash still, and he's eating all this candy, and he's stashing all the wrappers instead of throwing them in the trash, and we know.
And I have mad respect for that, actually.
Me too, you know, chowing down on those Snickers bars.
You bet.
And then the thing I did as a kid is, for some reason, I did not like the Flintstones multivitamins. I know, it's so ridiculous. So every day when my mom would give me a Flintstones multivitamin, I took them to a little hiding spot in the house. It was kind of like under the stairs. And I wonder if they knew that's what I was doing, because there was a little stash in there of, you know, 50, 60 little Fred Flintstones.
Well, yeah, eventually the trail of ants leading to it is probably what tipped them off.
Really healthy ants. Full of vitamins and minerals. I'll have to ask my mom about that, but isn't that the dumbest thing? Like, what kid doesn't like a red Flintstones vitamin? They're delicious. But for some reason, I was like, bleh. And I hit them. So
the question for listeners this morning, there's 2 ways you can go about it. You can do it as you, when you were a kid.
Yes.
And you're pretty sure your parents knew, but they never said anything. But the really good ones are people who are parents today. And you know what your kids are sneaking or what they're doing, but your kids don't know that you know.
Right. You haven't said anything yet. You're just letting them kind of get away with it.
Candace says, my daughter was actually taking my makeup and hiding it in her drawer. I just let her have it.
That's good. I have one really similar to that. Tina says, my daughter has been sneaking makeup to school in her backpack and putting it on at school. She's 7 years old, becoming very conscious about her looks. I've seen it in her bag, and I guess she tries to wipe it off in the bathroom before she comes home. Sometimes she misses some. I don't say anything. I just tell my husband, and we laugh about it.
Wouldn't that be funny if she forgot to do one eye? Because she just, like, wiped it off of one eye.
I was thinking
the other
lipstick, you know? She, like, just hits the upper lip, and the bottom one's still bright red or something. That's actually kind of cute at 7 years old. Yeah, you just kind of let them go with it.
Pamela has a classic. She goes, my son somehow got hold of one of those airplane bottles of vodka. You know, those little...
Oh, yeah, the little, like, shooters, right?
She goes, he had it hidden for at least a year in one of his pockets in a coat in his closet. I just left it there and would check every so often.
Didn't have the guts to drink it.
He didn't have the guts, right. About a year later, I went and looked, and half of it was gone, like a swallow, and then it stayed like that for another 6 months.
Yeah, because he was like, what did I do?
So he apparently didn't like the taste of vodka. She writes, he's 26 now and still doesn't really drink, and I still haven't told him that I knew.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
The kid had that little thing of vodka hidden in his room, waiting to build up the courage to try it.
Wouldn't you wanted to be there when that happened? Like,
I want to write back to her and find out how old he was at that. But, well, this has obviously went on for like 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'd like to know how old he was at that time, because you could just, that's probably how I would have been too.
Yeah.
I would have been afraid.
Scared to get caught, scared to try it.
Yeah, not like my buddy Kenny Smith, who I think at age 12 was like raiding his parents' liquor cabinet.
He had a handle of vodka.
On a regular basis. So, thanks for writing in. We appreciate you being part of the Dom and Jeremy Show here at Mix 100.